Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Weekend Replay Podcast. 12 of our favorite moments from this past week.
Yeah, next week we're going to Beverly Hills.
For Jody.
For Jody.
This is Jody's award. She's winning the Gracie, and yeah, we've never been there before, so yes, I'm reading up
never
on how...
Never been to Beverly Hills.
I'm reading up on the proper etiquette there.
We've also never been in a room with such people. Drew Barrymore is supposed to be there.
Faith Hill. What's her face from Yellowstone? Beth.
Her name is Kelly Riley.
Yeah, let's make sure you get that down before you call her What's Her
Don't
Face.
Don't even say the words What's Her Face, okay?
I'm going to go up and talk to her.
You're not going to be with What's Her Face here if you do that.
I'm say, how, is Kevin Costner really a pain?
Yeah. He's not.
Just in case you don't know, there's an award that Jody won that it's actually a national accolade for radio hosting. And so we're very proud of Jody for that. And that's why we're going.
Yeah, and we have to dress up for this. This isn't just suit thing. This is a, you know, tuxedo, formal stuff.
Yes. Formal gown for Jody.
I got my tux. And Murphy, you got your tux.
I do. It should be in this week, actually.
How are you transporting it? I'm just curious. Are you getting one of those hang-up bags and you're going to have the stewardess
put it up in there? It's called a garment bag.
You know, the events that night, I was just going to wear it. No, I'm kidding.
Although both of us on a plane with tuxes.
I actually hadn't thought about that, Sam. So garment bag is probably the way to go, so that you fold it in half.
Yeah.
And the trick that I like to use is if you keep the little plastic coverings from dry cleaners,
and
you put that between the shirt and all that kind of stuff, as you fold it, it's not likely to wrinkle because it doesn't butt up against itself.
You don't have to use the trick from your dry cleaner. Where you're picking your tux up from and buying that, they're going to give you that. I promise. You're not just going to get your tux and hand it to you in a Walmart bag. I promise. Okay?
You might want to iron this, Mr. Murphy.
Yeah, but that garment bag is not a travel kind. That's just like keep it in there to put it in the travel bag.
Yeah, and I don't have a garment bag.
We need to talk about this week because I'm bringing two gowns. You know that. I'm bringing a backup gown.
How are you transporting yours?
In a garment bag.
She's wearing it.
In a garment bag that you and I need to talk about.
Oh!
Because we can share a garment bag, Murph.
Hey.
My gown
is a good idea.
Kind of blanket. Your tux can be in the middle.
You're bringing two gowns? I'm only bringing one tux.
When I go to a ball or something like that, or anytime I've ever done formal,
options.
It's a trick. It's a woman's trick.
Yeah.
I want the backup gown because if something happens to my number one that I want to wear, I'm not missing this event.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be stuck in my room with no gown.
Yeah.
We love hearing from you the most, so jump in, 877-310-4MSJ, or hit us up online.
Social Media Connect.
We got one here from the email, Jody, and this one's about a comment you made about the Garth Brooks concerts.
The residency in Vegas.
The residency in Vegas. They're going to be taking away your phone when you go into that one, because Garth doesn't want phones while he's performing.
Yeah, right. Makes sense to me. Yeah. I understand that. A number of performers have done that in the past.
I've never had that happen yet.
I haven't had it happen yet, but I know a lot of comedians are doing that now.
It would cause me anxiety, I think, to leave my phone with 20,000 other phones or whatever.
Did we have to do that for the J-Lo concert that we went to?
I don't remember.
No, you had recorded audio of that one.
That's right.
I mean...
that's the reason they don't want you bringing them in. Oh, yeah.
Oops.
Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of another one.
Sure.
Anyway, Crystal writes in. She says, I recently heard Jody saying Garth Brooks wants a phone-free event. I think most shows should be like this.
Right.
I do not like seeing phones everywhere as they are in the way of other spectators.
Mm.
I see older rock concerts where everybody enjoys the experience.
Yeah.
They're not worried who's on social media or who's recording during the show.
Yeah.
They're enjoying the show. Mm. People should be allowed to have their phones before and after, but not during, my opinion. I love your show. Listen to you guys on the way to the gym. Thank you for everything you do. You make it feel like a positive day.
Aww, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah, that's probably easier to manage in a more intimate setting, like a Vegas show.
Yes.
I can't imagine managing that at a stadium show. That's too much to coordinate and organize.
No kidding. Yeah. You have to give back all those phones on the way out.
They just put them in a box and say, here, just
good luck.
Find yours.
Find your phone. But look, I think it was Bruno Mars who started telling audiences that 5-6 years ago. Like at the shows.
Yeah, it was.
The one time I saw him, I think he said it
at your show.
They didn't take your phones away. He was just encouraging, look, enjoy this moment with me. don't worry about filming it and watching it later. Enjoy it now, because if you're filming it, you're not going to enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
He encouraged it.
I know you were saying it gives you, you know, the heebie-jeebies because you won't be by your phone, but I know a lot of the comedians that do it, they have some kind of special bag.
Sure.
You put it in the bag, it's sealed. You can have it with you in the arena.
You just can't open it and take
it
out.
And if there's an emergency, you'll have it to run and go make, you know, whatever, but you can't use it during the show.
Beautiful. Thank you, Crystal. Jump in anytime. We love hearing from you.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast today. It is free, easy to download. Listen on your schedule, and there you go. You've got your day set.
There's something in America called tipping fatigue that is happening because we are all seeing prompts for a tip on screens where we weren't seeing them before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's good news and bad. I will tell you that there is a way to handle it that you may not have thought about before. And we're going to tell you that, I promise, like how to handle that. Like, what does it mean? What should you do when you see a prompt? Because if you know, today you're going to see one. You're out and about and you're buying something, you're going to see some. You're going to see it. The fatigue, though, is real because you're seeing it in places you didn't see it before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad for those where tipping is, it makes sense. You know, in restaurants where people still, you know, wait on you and things like that. If people get fatigued on tipping and those tips suffer, that bothers me. I worry about that.
Yeah. I don't. It happens to me, like if you go to a bake, get some donuts on a weekend, or you go to a pastry shop or something, they spin it around and it's got the tip on there. And it's like
you're in front of them.
I don't like that sense of expectation.
I know.
It's like I like the tip jar thing where, like, you know, if I'm feeling like it, I'll throw you a tip, whereas they spin it around, and I know I have the option to say no.
Right.
But it's like, I feel like I got to do something.
It feels more official.
But that's weird. What's the difference in that and a tip jar? I mean, if the tip jar is sitting there with a couple of bucks in it, what's the difference in that?
Because if I have the bucks and I like the people and I want to throw it in, yeah.
Right.
But when they spin that around, it's like, okay.
Well, that's a self-imposed pressure is what that is.
Yeah.
Although that's part of the fatigue that people are feeling.
The So Square and Toast and some of those the software that a lot of these companies are using now, mm-hmm. it's built into it. But it's a really good question. Now that Jody's described it that way and what you just said about mm-hmm. the tip jar, mm-hmm. it occurs to me that it's not an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as a tip jar being put out there. That would be like saying somebody who's playing guitar has an expectation just because they've got their guitar case open.
Yeah.
It's an offer. So to me, it feels that way because you've got somebody physically spinning it around, maybe.
And it's on a screen and it feels more official, whereas a tip jar,
in my face.
A tip jar or an open guitar case is more folksy. It's more human than a credit card screen with a percentage amount.
It's more organic.
It is. Tipping screens, here's the rule, it's a general rule of thumb, should be treated as a tip jar. And if you don't want to do it, you just hit no tip. And don't worry about the people looking at you.
As you eat your donut.
Treat it like a tip jar because that's what it is.
Earlier, Jody was talking about the curveball that got thrown at us for next week's award that she's receiving, the Gracie. And that's that she's got to give a speech.
60 to 90 seconds, which I'm grateful to give a speech.
Yes, I know you are. It's I think you'll do great.
Tight.
The second thing is she'll be walking a red carpet to get there.
Whoa.
Is that something you've ever done before? This is the first time you've ever walked a red carpet?
A for real red carpet. Yeah.
I was going to say, this is a Hollywood red carpet.
It's a for real red carpet.
Yeah. I mean, I've rolled out red carpets for you before, but you know.
Aw. I'm going to say this. I'm sorry to say, Sam, but in the note it says honorees only allowed on the red carpet. Guests that are with the honorees can't.
You guys, standard.
In your tuxes, I was hoping.
You ever watch those Hollywood ones, though?
Of course.
All their handlers stay out of the frame while it's
about you.
I know.
I mean, that's the recipient should be the one walking the red carpet.
We're just there for arm candy.
Oh, yay. You guys are going to look awesome. I'm going to say this. My nervousness about the red carpet is not about being on it. Once I'm there, I'm going to like that, I think. It's whether I will make it or not.
Yeah.
Because the timing of all of this. We cannot get there a day earlier because our Phoebe graduates from high school on Monday next week. Your Maddie graduates from high school on Monday night also.
Same day,
So we all have to fly and head and get there on Tuesday and travel. And we don't get to check into this hotel where the event is until 3 p.m. Guess what time I'm supposed to be on the red carpet? 4:30.
Oh.
That's almost no time for a woman to get glamorous. And I want to get glamorous.
Well, you have a couple of hours in the flight to put on makeup.
Yeah. We'll help you.
I have to shower once I get to the hotel. Shower, hair, makeup, gown.
Mm-hmm.
That's and you. I hope you don't need any help with your tux, Smurf.
Well, I'm hoping that it should be kind of plug and play.
Yeah, I hope so.
Slip it on and go.
I'm just nervous about that, and I'm going to have to get Phoebe's help maybe this weekend. A little glam lesson.
Yeah.
Because in a regular world, I would have a makeup artist help me. Mm-hmm. Come to the room and help me. I won't have time for that. Makeup artists take an hour.
Well, Phoebe is the queen of the makeup hack.
She won't be with us, though.
Well, no, but the pointers, they'll be great.
And you can always fall back on me and Murphy,
Yeah.
Okay,
look up, Jody, right here.
A little more lipstick here.
877-310-4MSJ to join us anytime.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mel, and I'm from Texas.
Hi.
And I was thinking about the summer tipping guide, and I have one that I'm not sure if people really know about.
Okay.
So my daughter's boyfriend works at a car wash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I always tip at the end of the car wash. You know, when they're just sitting there doing their little details on your car?
Oh.
I give that person a tip.
Nice.
Well, what I found out, I just figured, like, all those people that work there, that they, like, share the tips. Because there's people, when you go into the car wash, mm-hmm. that kind of do the pre-scrub.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I found out from my daughter's boyfriend that only the person that I give the tip to at the end, that they keep it.
Oh.
So when he started at the car wash, he's making like minimum wage and he's working really hard. He doesn't get any of the tips.
Oh.
He had to work his way up to be the person at the end.
Yeah.
So now
unbalanced. Yeah.
I make sure that I tip.
Yeah, because sometimes the person at the front does more than the person at the back.
Scrubbing
your car's
the bugs
already
off.
Clean at the back.
And every now and then, he says a nice customer will tip him like $5 or something, you know. But I just never thought to do that. You know, I would give the person at the end the money.
I've never thought to tip at the car wash. In fact, the last time I was there, I was vacuuming my inside interior, and this kid comes up and he offers to shine up my tires or something like that, and he did.
Yeah.
All four, and it was legit. And I was thank you. And then he walked away, and I thought, I wonder if that's like an extra. Like, I wasn't expecting him to do it.
And he worked there?
Yes, he worked.
Oh,
he scared me because I was busy.
You go to a fancy car wash.
It was a fancy car wash. I felt really special.
All right. Well, I love you all. You make my mornings happy. So thank you. You're the best.
Thank you, Mel.
Call us anytime.
Yeah, we appreciate that. I never thought of that at the car wash, and maybe it's just because I don't go to a full service car wash.
Yeah.
I'm used to the LED lights flashing and little spray foam showing up.
And the purple foam.
And then I get out and I do the vacuuming myself. So
you tip yourself, Murph.
So
what car wash is this? No one's ever offered to polish my tires.
It's the same one you guys go to, though.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, right over here, not far.
You know, I had a busy weekend going to see my son, Will, get his master's degree in theological studies.
Yes. Sam. Such a big deal.
Mother's Day, and I ran into Maddie. By the way.
Ran into Maddie,
your
daughter.
Yeah, I'll explain in a second. Yeah. When you go to stuff like graduations, mm-hmm. and there's that one kid who always is, last based on the alphabet.
Right.
The poor kid's got to sit through the whole thing.
Yes.
That was Will in this graduation. Now, his last name is North, which is not the end of the alphabet.
But?
The way they did the graduate, it's like, all the arts, Bachelor of Arts, and all those kids stood up.
And his was?
And all the Bachelor of Science, and then all the Masters of this, and the last one was Master of Theological Studies.
Of course.
And he was the only one getting it. So he stands up by himself, and then the guy reads off, this is a person who blah, 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 blah. And then they call his name, and he goes up there.
That's so cool. Did you do the big air horn or loudness?
It was in a church. It was in a chapel.
Oh.
And we were instructed not to do anything until each group, had gotten their diploma.
Okay.
And so that until everybody did that until one of the last few groups. And then a couple people cheered for different kids. So I'm thinking, Will is the last person.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Kick me out?
Right.
Right.
Let them. So I'm videoing him walking across the stage, and I screamed, "Way to go, Will!" And he turned to look, and it's like,
that's great.
Awesome.
So I got that on video.
I love it. And that's good for everybody in the room. At the end, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm for being respectful of what the rules are throughout the ceremony. Yeah. However, everybody else in the room, it's time to celebrate anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to blow the formalness off.
Did he know he was the only one getting the degree?
Did. He had told me weeks in advance. But he also, and this is the funny thing, they walked him in. He walked in first and sat on the front row, even though he was. And so when they gave away diplomas, it was like the kids in the back and then the next
walking
up. And so the kid on the front row all the way at the end was the last one to get his.
I guess that's smart, though, because if you do it the other way around, all you have are a bunch of empty chairs and the last person sitting on the back row.
But, yeah, that looks bad.
It does, yeah. So that didn't occur to me. That's a smart way to
do it.
That's
the benefit of being last, that you get to sit up front.
Yeah.
Very cool. And Maddie?
Coming home, I arranged it so I would go to the airport at the same. Maddie was going to the Taylor Swift concert.
With
so we connected at the same airport as a surprise. It was supposed to be a surprise. She checked Life 360 as her plane was pulling to the gate and said, "Why are you at the airport?"
Oh, she busted you.
Wah, wah, wah.
Social media connect.
Well, I got some comments for you, Jody, off of social media. And this is about your 60 to 90 second speech you need to write for the Gracie Awards.
Oh, yeah. We found out just a couple of days ago that Jody actually will take an acceptance speech for this award, national award that she's winning.
Friends, Romans, countrymen.
60 to 90 seconds. That's the hang up, I can tell you. But
Happy says, I like that name.
Me too. Hey,
Jody,
Happy.
You will be amazed at what you can fit into 60 to 90 second speech. It doesn't sound or even seem like enough time, but it is. Yeah. You'll do great like you always do.
That's sweet true of you to say.
I'd like to thank Murphy and Sam and Murphy and Sam and Murphy and
thank you. I'm going to work
and,
on it.
Just like a term paper, you put in a lot of reallys, and that takes up a lot. I really, really, really am happy. Angela, this is perfect.
Okay.
This, I didn't even know why I didn't think of this one. Jody, remember, Lincoln's speech at Gettysburg lasted only 2 minutes and contained 272 words. You can say a lot in 90 seconds. You got this. Also, congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Wow. So that's how you then started, 47 years ago.
Yeah.
Right?
To borrow from a famous American.
Here's what I want to know. Murphy, you're going to ask to see it before I send it, right? Because I'm supposed to send it ahead of time. That way there is a teleprompter in case I need it.
I mean, if you want me to, I would love to.
I
would be honored.
I don't.
But it's your speech. You don't need me to.
I don't think you need anybody meddling in your speech.
Right. Thank you. Yes. I thought you were going to be all over it.
I would like to make a suggestion or two.
Okay, Sam.
Have you considered using AI?
No.
Okay.
I'm the last person in the world who would want to use AI for that.
It's 60 to 90 seconds. How much artificial intelligence help do you need?
It'd probably take as long to type in what you need to get it.
No.
I mean,
this is going to come from the heart, not from a bot.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking maybe use that thing like you use for thank you notes. Break it down into three sections.
I've done that.
You're going to have to do a thank you to a few people.
That's exactly what I've done.
You're going to have a message.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what the third thing
is. I have three parts.
I'll see.
I do have three parts.
Yeah.
And thinking 30 seconds each.
Yeah.
It's stressful, though, guys, because I get this one moment. I don't want to walk away and go to the table and be like, oh, wait, I forgot.
And you know what? Everyone feels that way. So just be you. And you know, who you are is the best you can be, like Mr. Rogers would say.
Okay.
And it'll be great. It will be.
Thank you.
I prefer you use Sam instead of Samuel.
Love hearing from you. The most to jump in anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
What's going on, Rebecca?
I have a story for you about your weird things that wash up on the beach.
Yes.
I work in a dental office, and we had a patient several years ago that came in because she was on vacation with her family at the beach, and she was in the water and laughing about something, and a big wave came and knocked her down, and her denture came out of her mouth.
Mm. Oh, no.
And she lost it. So the rest of the vacation, she would not leave the hotel room because she didn't have her teeth.
I wouldn't either.
So, somewhere out there are her teeth floating around.
That is weird and sad, and I hate that for her.
You know, sadly, my cartoon brain is thinking, you know, a fish somewhere got it. And he's just zipping through the water, smiling at everybody right now.
And eating anything he wants.
That's right.
She was very funny about it by the time. Good. I'm sure she was shocked when it happened. But by the time she got to our office, she did laugh about it. And she said, some shark out there has extra set of teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's true. Oh, so funny. Thank you for this and for calling.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Rebecca.
Thank you,
Rebecca.
You too.
Things wash up on the shores every day and weird things. We know that. That's why we're talking about it. But once you've lost something in the ocean, you've lost it.
Yeah.
It's like, I've never lost anything because I don't go in the ocean much. You know that? Big bodies of water. Just.
Yeah.
But once you've lost that, you've lost it. Last summer, Murphy, or two summers ago, when we went to that big water park with my cousins. Remember that?
Yes.
And I was in the wave pool area, whatever. The swim up bar. I was in the swim up bar.
Yeah, I forgot about the swim up bar. You lose more than
with my cousins, and we were, you know, swimming. Enjoying a beverage and swimming around. I lost an earring, a tiny little silver hoop. And I was so distraught because I knew I would never see it again. It was a big. And do you know that Crystal found it? Because that's her personality.
Right. Your cousin Crystal can find and do just about anything.
She did. We like hearing from you. Thank you, Rebecca. This weekend, I've got some really sweet, special stuff to give our youngest Phoebe because she graduates from high school Monday night.
Cannot believe it.
And today I'm picking up. You know what a big fat head thing is, that you see at graduations and that you see at events.
Also known as graduate on a stick.
Right. You did one of these once, Sam, right?
Yeah, I got two giant heads for Maddie.
For some sort of homecoming thing she did.
Maybe that's what it was. I know it was for one of the football games last year.
And you ordered them online.
Yeah.
And
it was cool, too, because they were like 3 feet tall.
Right.
And the guy sent them to me. He says, hey, look, I threw in a couple of handheld ones. They were like.
Oh, that's nice.
Big. 2 foot tall ones on a stick. So everybody in the family had one.
Oh, that's cool. I don't think this is going to happen for me, but I did order. This should not be something I'm sweating, but it's like, I wonder if I should show up to, we should show up to graduation with this or not, Murphy. I ordered a picture of Phoebe's head on a big, you know, big fat head on a, it's about the size of a yard sign. And I've got to put the stick on it and I'm picking it up today. But once you walk into the place with it, you can't decide that you don't want it anymore because it's big.
Well, if that is provided they let us walk in there with it. And I don't, that's the only thing I'm not really sure of. You know,
it's not a noisemaker.
Well, no, it's not a noisemaker, but it could be considered.
It's a graduation. You're not the first person to ever bring those.
Right.
So, yeah, the noisemakers they may not like, but this is just a.
Why don't you call the school ahead of time and see?
Really? Yeah. I've already ordered this thing and paid for it.
I've got a really big head, and this is what I'm bringing to the, whatever you need. I would check in advance just in case, because, I mean, then what are we going to do? Are they going to
take it from us? It's our kid's picture.
Well, can we leave it outside the front door there?
You know
what I mean? It's not an inconspicuous kind of thing.
Well, we have to do something. Right? I want to do something special than just yell her, you know, woohoo, when her name is called.
I'm all for bringing it. I'm just saying that maybe we should reach out and find out.
And do you remember that we had noisemakers when Taylor graduated? Do you remember the little?
We were outside and they're not going to allow those in this one.
Okay.
Well, they don't.
So all we have is the hope of a big fat head on a stick.
I don't mind being a little bit of a renegade, but you know, I'd rather do that with a head on a stick than a
Jody,
air horn.
Make the phone call, answer all his questions, and then you'll be good.
Show up anyway.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider,
powered by State Farm.
We mentioned that Priscilla Presley and her granddaughter Riley Keogh have, you know, settled things, and everybody's happy with their legal problems with Lisa Marie's will. But Priscilla, we now know, won't be buried next to Elvis, which is something she wanted.
There's not enough room, right?
She made the request during negotiations. There's not enough room, and Elvis is between his parents at Graceland. And now Lisa Marie is there, and Lisa Marie's son, who died before her, is there. But that's her, that's Priscilla's one. You know what she said in court? Apparently she said she wanted to be buried next to the love of her life. And it's not going to happen. I don't know why that makes me so sad, but it really does. I'm sorry. They met when she was 14 years old. She gave her life to that man.
Those pastures out, you know.
There's a lot of room at Graceland.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Extend the gardens.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, too. All right, moving on. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are requesting, in fact, demanding that the photo agency those paparazzi worked for give them footage of the chase that happened this week.
The New York City chase?
Yes, and no lawsuit has been filed, and the company says, you can't demand that footage. It belongs to us. Sticky business. You guys know for the last couple of days I've had to work on a speech that I have to send today by close of business today.
Oh. Yeah, this is for your... Oh, you found out you have to give a speech for the award that you're receiving on Tuesday.
Yes. And I'm told 90 seconds or less. Mm-hmm. Although I do think that it can be pushed a little bit, but...
Why would you want to do that? So here's the thing. 60 to 90 means if you're going to have a margin of error, 75 might be the margin of error.
I don't want to push it. I'm just telling you.
It's 90, but you know what? I mean, I think I might want to push it past that.
I mean, what are they going to do? Cut me off?
What's going to happen is they're going to probably have some band over there, you know what I mean? And it's gonna, same thing's going to happen that happens at other award shows where, you know,
it's going to start playing.
And to me, how embarrassing is that? It's like, get off the stage. You don't want that.
What I'm saying to you is it is important to me to get certain things in, and I don't want to be rushed.
Yeah, so well, you know what?
It's got to be heartfelt and not rushed.
If there were rules for entering the contest, there are rules for the winner.
It's not a contest.
The recognition.
Yeah. And thank you for entering me.
Have you practiced yet?
No. Well, that's I bring it up because I wanted to say this. I'm so grateful to have the deadline of send this in by close of business today so that they can like have the notes up there like on a teleprompter in case I want that, because it has given me the opportunity to really think about it and get it down. In other words, if I had just in the past when I've spoken at things, I'll just roll up with note cards and do them there. That's not how this is going, and I'm so grateful for that. The exercise of having to work on this ahead of time because of one major thing. One major thing that I do not want to happen, I don't want to cry.
Oh,
I do not want to cry. Okay. I ugly cry, and it stops everything, and then I start second-guessing myself when I get emotional. I don't want that. This is a celebration.
In this room, I think you will walk in with confidence. I really do believe that. I don't see that.
So whose name are you going to cry on?
My mom.
Oh, yeah.
See, I was going to suggest if you need to shorten the speech, you don't need to thank your mom. She's not going to be there. You know, you can always thank her later.
Who else should I take off the list? Taylor and Phoebe?
Just don't take off the two most important people.
All right, Taylor and Phoebe. Yeah.
Jody, I think it's time for me to write an autobiography.
Oh, really again? Okay. Why?
I don't know. Not just for our kids. No, if I were to, and I'm, if I were to write an autobiography, I think I know what the name of it would be now.
Murphy's Law?
No, but that would be a good one because it would apply. No, the name of my, the title of my autobiography would be I'm Not Sam.
Did somebody say hi Sam?
Well,
to you
know that. This has been, so the three of us have been working together for 25 years, you know that? This December, it'll be 26.
Since we were like 10.
Yeah. And so, but one of the common things over the years has been, you know, is Jody married to Sam? And the answer to that is no. It's Murphy and Jody who are married.
Or when we're together, it's like, which one are you?
Right, exactly. Or, you know, but forever, Sam and I have been interchangeable in almost everything.
Isn't that the truth, Jody?
People's perception. It's not the truth.
It's easy to confuse, probably because you can't see, you know, unless you're watching the YouTube channel or seeing this on Facebook or whatever. But you know, I don't know though that you're confused with me, Sam. I don't know if anybody calls you Murphy, but I know that everybody calls me Sam.
Remember,
do you really?
The guy at the Mexican restaurant used to call me Murphy all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Nando. Sam gets the Murphy and you get the Sam.
Every time I go there, it's, hey, Murphy. And it's like, yeah, it's not worth it. Yay, how you doing?
Yeah, weird.
I love it when people are just honest, though. Recently, somebody said, I'm sorry, are you Murphy or Sam? Remember? And I was like, I'll help you. Murphy is the one I'm married to, M.M. Sam is single.
Yeah.
That's a trick.
The one I like is when I walk up somewhere, and it's like, oh, Murphy, Sam, and Jody, which one are you? And I say, Jody. And that's all, that's always,
that's cute.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you get the payoff.
But here's the other life lesson in that too, because you know, for so long, it's fine with me. Honestly, it does not.
Yes.
It doesn't offend me when that happens. I just gently correct. Or sometimes it's not worth it. Sometimes it's like
just play along.
I'll be Sam for the moment. It's not a big deal.
I know.
So what do you think? Appropriate name for an autobiography?
What did you say? Today?
Obviously, it's not rememberable.
I'm not Sam.
I think it's going to be called "What's Your Name."